AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden wants to see changes in Israel and the war with Hamas.
I have been very blunt and straightforward with the Prime Minister, as well as his war cabinet, as well as the cabinet.
But the president says Israel still has not met his expectations in increasing aid into Gaza.
And the fact is that they're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more. And there's one more opening that has to take place in the north. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
Israel says an airstrike in Gaza killed three sons of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Three of Haniyeh's grandchildren were also killed in a single vehicle targeted by an Israeli drone in northern Gaza. The government says consumer inflation remains persistently high, possibly resulting in a delay by the Federal Reserve in cutting interest rates. President Biden says inflation has been going down.
We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing, and we have a plan to deal with it.
Some Federal Reserve policymakers argued at their most recent meeting last month that inflation was likely worsening. A former security guard at a federal building in New York City, where the FBI has its offices, pleaded guilty to a federal charge related to the sexual assault of an asylum seeker. Retired Trump Organization executive Alan Weisselberg received a 5-month jail sentence for lying under oath during testimony in a lawsuit brought against Donald Trump by New York's Attorney General. The Environmental Protection Agency is announcing its first ever limits for several common types of PFAS, so-called forever chemicals, in drinking water. Two types will be limited to 4 parts per trillion, the lowest level that tests can reliably detect. People in New Orleans and suburbs are sloshing through flooded streets as forecasters warn of even more rain. This is AP News. Ford is issuing a recall.
The Ford recall covers certain Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022-23 model years, as well as Escape SUVs from 2022. All have 1.5-liter engines. The automaker says fuel injectors can crack and gas or vapor can leak or accumulate near ignition sources, possibly causing fires. But the recall remedy that Ford has does not include repairing the fuel leaks. Dealers will install a tube or let gas flow away from hot surfaces to the ground below the SUV. They'll also update software to disable the high-pressure fuel pump. I'm Julie Walker.
The WNBA will show 36 of the Indiana Fever's 40 games on its national broadcasts. The reason? The team is expected to take Caitlin Clark next week as the number one draft pick in the WNBA draft. At Iowa, Clark recently helped the NCAA get record TV ratings. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.